Spirit 105.3, Scott and Erica with you. And Erica, you see I'm wearing my blue sweater today.
I do, and it's not just for football.
No, it's for Children's Grief Awareness today. And it used to be the Moyer Foundation. It's now Illuna, and something that I worked with quite a bit with my friend Karen Moyer. Karen, it's so good to have you with us today.
Hi, guys. How's Seattle?
You know, it's cloudy. It's a lot better than what you're dealing with because you're dealing with snow on the East Coast. But I know today is a big day for you, and it's blue for a really good reason.
It is. It's a National Grief Awareness Day. And, you know, my motto is no child should grieve alone. So anytime we can give awareness and start conversations with people around grief, it can be life-saving.
Karen, for so many years, you've been focused on this with Camp Aaron and, you know, just being there for kids. And I know that one of the camps was actually damaged in the fires in Malibu.
Yeah. So Camp Aaron was created in 2001 as a grief camp for children ages 6 to 17 who grieved the loss of a loved one, named after a wonderful young woman who lost her battle to cancer, Erin Metcalf, from the Northwest. And our camps are all over the U.S. of A. and Canada now. And one of our camps, which can be seen on an HBO documentary called One Last Hug, the campsite in Malibu was completely perished in the fire. So lots of great memories there for kids who have been healing for over a decade. It's a different kind of grief, I suppose, but you know, it's the same passion and mission. You would just find another campsite, I suppose.
Yeah. And of course, I know the resolve that you have, that you've always had with the Moyer Foundation. Now it's Illuna, and I know that that'll bring it back. But just talk about really what this day means to you. And when you think back about Erin, because I've been so touched by her story over the years with you.
You have been a champion, Scott, since day one. You really have. And I've enjoyed our visits with you and helping us, you know, share the message. You know, we started as one camp and it's expanded to 46 locations. It's just so necessary for children who grieve a loss to know how to find comfort, how to heal. And camp is a safe environment. They're empowered by being with others that, you know, have gone through what they've gone through. And it doesn't matter how you lost your loved one. We are completely bonded immediately. And then the heroes are the counselors and our partners that run these camps. And so it takes a lot of volunteers. The camps are free. So, you know, I'm always hitting the ground with my team trying to find funding. And what I know is that this is necessary work, therefore becomes a tireless passion of mine personally.
Karen, you're an amazing person. I know that grown-ups want to talk about the loved one they lost. Is that true for kids as well?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think it's great that we carry on the memory of the loved one and we do different things to remind them of that and remind them of how they can get through their different feelings. Those feelings are real and they should be acknowledged. It's not ignored. There should be conversation. It's okay to cry. And, you know, a lot of times they take the skills that they learn at camp home and it helps them. And honestly, you can look at statistics and kids who don't deal with the grief, you know, loss of a loved one, they run into lots of trouble later in life in all different ways. And if I hear the story of somebody who's, you know, going through some trouble as an adult, a lot of times it goes back to losing a parent or a sibling when they were growing up and they just had to, you know, get tough or go home kind of thing. And this is just much healthier way to be.
Karen, I love you and I love everything that you're doing with Illuna. Of course, it was formerly the Moyer Foundation, something you started so many years ago. And just I want to encourage you to keep it up. And we're praying for all those kids that are experiencing that grief. And we just love all the work that you do.
Thank you so much. You know, it all started in Seattle. So we're super proud of that. We'll never lose the roots there. And thank you. You know, I appreciate that. And I wish you all a good Thanksgiving. What a great time for all of us to remember what we're grateful for.